はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、
ハルピン。夏子です。
ヨシです。
Peter here, as always brought to you by Eric Lara, the translation and interpretation specialists. We are back with the two friends and their neighbor, the famous neighbor. Now this story is winding down. Today we're going to cover a lot of what we covered over the past few weeks, so this lesson's going to bring a lot together. If you missed some previous lessons, please check back. All these lessons run on a Thursday. If you go back and listen to the Thursday lessons for the past month and a half, this story will make perfect sense. For those of you who have been with us all along, let's get into today's conversation. Here we go.
信じられない。よくも騙したな。
ごめん、なんで芸能人って言わなかったの。俺はびっくりしたよ。
俺だって、俺もびっくりした。
ところで今夜車を貸してもらえる？
それは無理だ。貸してあげられないけど、渋谷まで送ってあげる。
悪いね、ありがとう。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
信じられない、よくも騙したな。
ごめん、なんで芸能人って言わなかったの。俺はびっくりしたよ。
俺だって、俺もびっくりした。
ところで今夜車を貸してもらえる？
それは無理だ。貸してあげられないけど、渋谷まで送ってあげる。
悪いね、ありがとう。
This time, Take-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English.
信じられない。
I can't believe it.
よくも騙したな。
You fooled me.
ごめん。
Sorry.
なんで芸能人って言わなかったの。
Why didn't you tell me she was a celebrity?
俺はびっくりしたよ。
I was shocked.
俺だって。
Me too.
俺もびっくりした。
I was also surprised.
ところで今夜車を貸してもらえる。
By the way, can you lend me your car tonight?
それは無理だ。
That's not gonna happen.
貸してあげられないけど、渋谷まで送ってあげる。
I can't lend it to you.But I can give you a lift to Shibuya.
悪いね。ありがとう。
I feel bad. Thanks. Yoshi-san, let's ask Chigusa-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Chigusa-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
芸能人だと知らなくて、初めて会ったらびっくりしちゃいますよね。
Yeah, I think if your neighbor was a celebrity and you happened to meet them without knowing, you'd be surprised. Yeah, I think you're dead on with that.Let me ask you this, but Chigusa-san, I think you've met a lot of celebrities.
But not under circumstances like this.
Yeah. You know, you're the only celebrity I've ever met.
I'm no celebrity, Peter.
Yeah, I think you are. Don't ruin my dreams. Chigusa, don't crush my dreams here. Listen, you are the only celebrity I met. I write home, like, I met a celebrity. Yoshi-san's getting there.
I'm working on it.
頑張ってね。Yoshi-san, have you met any celebrities? Besides Chigusa, of course.
I've met a couple, especially when I was in New York. I used to work in this Israeli soap store in Soho, and I used to give out those little soap samples on the street. And I saw Claire Danes walking by. I told her if she wanted a sample. She didn't say anything, but she smiled and walked away. And I also saw Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie came into...a store close to the soap store, and I actually opened the door for Brad Pitt, and they were just beautiful. They didn't say anything, but I also saw Uma Thurman walking by in the morning in front of the soap store. She was walking a dog with her boyfriend or someone.
All right, you know, Yoshi, I was expecting a no, but now we've been talking about this for a minute. All right, you're a little too famous.
It's so interesting.So Soho is the place to go to if you want to meet celebrities.
I think so.
Oh, 勉強になりました。
Definitely. Yoshi, nice answer. Okay, now let's take a look at today's vocabulary. Just one word, because most of this other stuff is review. Yoshi-san, what's that word?
Damasu.
To fool, to trick.
Da-ma-su. Damasu.
And how about a sample sentence?
人を騙してお金を取る。
To fool someone and take their money. To trick someone and take their money. In Japan, there's a really well-known way to take someone's money. Yoshi-san, if I say to you, damasu, what automatically comes to your mind?
Ore ore sagi.
Yoshi-san, can you tell us what that is? Give it to us one more time, break it down, and then tell us what it is.
Ore ore sagi.
So, ore ore sagi. What's the first part mean?
Ore as me calling myself as a guy. Ore.
The masculine personal pronoun. Ore.
Yes. And sagi, fraud.
Me, fraud. Me, fraud. Help us out here.
So, it got pretty big, serious problem in Japan. It was a big news. So, there were a bunch of young guys.
Entrepreneurs?
Yes. No. they're criminals. Bad people. So, the bunch of kids call random people, usually like older ladies, like the age of your mother or grandma, and they call up, and if you answer, they just say, it's me, I'm in trouble. I need you to send me the money right away, like, you know, put money in my bank account or something like that. And over the phone, they can't really tell, and because, you know, the voice sounds like an emergency. So whoever gets this phone call, they panic, and they just do whatever they tell you to do.
Maybe if you give us a little sample, we can envision it a bit better, because you're very laid back, Yoshi-san. So panic it up a bit and make the call quick.
Ore, ore. Moshi, moshi, oba-chan, ore, ore. Ano sa, chotto jikochatte sa, imasugu okane ga hitsuyou nan da yo ne. Chotto 100 man gurai kouda ni irete kurenai? Something like that.
Perfect. Just go through it one more time, line by line.
もしもし、おばあちゃん?
Hello, Grandma?
俺、俺。
It's me, it's me.
ちょっと事故っちゃってさ。
I caused an accident.
今すぐお金が必要なんだよね。
I need money, quick.
100万ぐらい口座に入れてくれない?
Can you put a million yen in my bank account? And of course about $10,000. And then afterwards they give the bank they want the money wired to, right?
Yes.
I could never figure out how they got the names, like, because usually when you wire money, the name comes up. So maybe they did some background research on the person they were calling, or I never really got that, if they had background information or they were just able to con them without the information.
Like, sometimes they go, 相手の口座に振り込んでください。I think they don't give their own names, but they give the account of the personwho got involved in the accident, the other person's account.
So I caused this accident. This guy, he wants money. If I don't pay him, it's going to be a huge problem. Send the money to this guy.
Right. But my mom got a phone call like that once.
Really?
Really. And in that case, the guy, no, it was a lady calling. And she knew the name of my sister.
Really?
Like, yeah. Her name is Kaori. And...
Give it out again.
She was like, it's me and the name. Like, it's me, Kaori.
She pretended to be your sister.
Yes. And my mom got the phone. But she could tell that it wasn't her voice. She hung up the phone, but...
Yeah, so a bunch of different methods. But yeah, this was a huge, huge problem in Japan. Like, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars sent.
Actually, my grandpa...paid.
Really?
300 万.
3 million yen?
Yes. Like just a few months ago. It was terrible.
I could see, like, I'd be really worried if I had granddaughters like you and your sister. Okay, wow, we got a bit off track there, but let's just take a quick look at this conversation. Yoshi-san, first line.
信じられない.
Negative, plain potential form of the verb 信じる, to believe. So we have 信じる, to believe, can believe, is, Yoshi-san?
信じられる。
Then we turn into the negative, which is?
信じられない。
There it is, that's it. Literally, can't believe. But again, here, the subject is inferred. It's the speaker. I is inferred. I can't believe. And it. The thing that the speaker can't believe. Followed by?
よく騙したな。
Well tricked is the literal translation. So much is inferred. Now, here, Take lied to Yoshi. So here, Yoshi's the speaker. Yoku damashita. Here, Yoshi's speaking. The subject is actually Take. Take tricked Yoshi. So if we fill in this sentence, it actually comes out to be,
anata wa watashi wo yoku damashita na?
You, me, tricked. Literally. Again, we reverse the order to get in English. You tricked me. So the speaker is saying how the listener tricked him. The listener responds by,
Gomen.
I'm sorry.
Nande geinoujin te iwanakatta no?
Why didn't you tell me? It was a celebrity.
Ore wa bikkuri shita yo.
I was surprised. I was shocked.
Ore datte.
And me. Me too.
Ore mo bikkuri shita.
I was also surprised. Then we have?
Tokoro de.
Again, topic changer. By the way?
今夜車を貸してもらえる?
Can you lend me your car tonight? Now, here we have the potential form of the verb to receive. もらう becomes もらえる. Again, the potential form. Remember, もらう is a class 1 verb. We put it into the potential form. And to do this, the final う becomes え and we attach る. もらえる. We're going to discuss this point in a minute. Yoshi responds with
それは無理だ.
That's impossible.
貸してあげられないけど.
I can't lend it to you, but
渋谷まで送ってあげる.
I can take you to Shibuya. Again, here it's inferred. Literally, what's said is can't lend it to you, but to Shibuya we'll send. Again, there is nothing in there about the subjects and indirect objects. Just literally. Yoshi-san, give me a sentence one more time.
貸してあげられないけど渋谷まで送ってあげる.
貸してあげられないけど, literally, can't lend, but
渋谷まで送ってあげる.
To Shibuya, we'll send. But again, in Japanese, it's inferred. Now again, the speaker's speaking here, and in the previous sentence, Take asked for permission to borrow the car. So it's established that it's Yoshi's car. So in this sentence, the context is that he is the subject. He's the one with the ability to decide to give or to do, which makes Take the indirect object. So let's just fill it in, give you the sentence one more time with the subject and indirect object.
私はあなたに車を貸してあげられないけど、あなたを渋谷まで送ってあげる。
Okay, so again, what we want to do here is just, you know, look inside the conversation and see how so much gets dropped because it's inferred. That's how in Japanese these sentences get condensed down. If you're looking at a textbook and you memorize that textbook and you come here and you talk with your friends, that sentence is going to be chopped down. Kind of like you've seen like at pet shops, you bring in a hairy dog, you drop it off to get its haircut and you come back and it's shaved. That's kind of like you get to the bare bones of the sentence in Japanese with a lot inferred.
Yes, even with the hair, dog is still a dog.
A sentence is still a sentence. Okay. On to today's grammar point, which is
てもらえる.
Can receive something done. Can receive some action. Now, this is used to ask if someone can do something for you. Okay? Some kind of action. In the dialogue we had, Yoshi-san.
貸してもらえる.
Can you lend me something? Can someone lend someone something? We have the て form of a verb followed by もらえる. Now, this is the plain form. When asking someone outside your inner circle, you would say the polite form,
貸してもらえますか?
And this is a bit deceptive because probably you would go with the potential form of the verb いただく, which is
貸していただけますか?
But this is a grammar point for a different lesson. Okay, actually we'll have something about that inside the PDF. We're out of time today. Inside the PDF, detailed write-up about what we talked about today. Thank you again, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san. Very interesting ore-ore story. Oreore Sagi. Very interesting story. Okay, that's going to do for today. Remember, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up that PDF inside the Learning Center. So much more to bring it all together. See you tomorrow.
またね。
またね。